On most days, the dental chairs at Champaign-Urbana Public Health District's dental clinic are filled with children. But on this day, Dr. James Wall and his assistant are treating an adult patient. The Public Health District's core client base is children from low-income families who live in Champaign-Urbana. But last March, the district opened the dental clinic for 2 half-days a week to adults enrolled in Medicaid. The clinic was responding to an urgent need. All local practices are closed to Medicaid patients because the state's reimbursement rates are low and the paperwork is time-consuming. Public Health sees about 8 or 9 adults a week for restorative and emergency care only, and has a monthly waiting list of about 200 patients. Claudia Lenhoff is the director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She says the lack of providers who will accept Medicaid patients is an enormous problem for low-income adults.
We've actually seen a rollback in some ways because some of the dental providers in our community who used to take Medicaid have stopped taking Medicaid. But as bad as it is for the people with Medicaid, and it is terrible, you know, there's also even more people who are uninsured, who have no means of paying for dental care, who are in the exact same situation.
For 25-year-old Alicia Capel, the lack of dental access became excruciating. Capel enrolled in Medicaid while pregnant with her daughter when doctors told her the baby would need expensive care. Kayla is now 3. She was born with optic nerve hypoplasia. She's legally blind and requires special care, so Kayla's mom doesn't work outside of her home and has no other medical or dental insurance. When a broken tooth turned into an abscess, Alicia Capel's face swelled up. She couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, and could hardly take care of her daughter.
I had the medical card then, and I couldn't get in to see anybody in Champaign-Urbana. Not a person would take the medical card. And then I found somebody finally out in Paxton who would take the medical card, but then they were booked up, and I kept being put on a waiting list. And every month, instead of the waiting list jumping over, you had to call at the beginning of the month and get put on a new waiting list.
The dentist took x-rays of Capel's tooth and diagnosed her problem. Unfortunately, before she could get back in to get her tooth fixed, the dentist stopped accepting Medicaid. Her mother ended up paying a Champaign dentist $600 to extract the tooth.
She knew how much pain I was in. I mean, I was pacing, I was crying that night just so hard because it hurt. It was one of the worst pains I had ever experienced in my life.
Capel's experience is not unique for low-income adults in Champaign County. But Julie Pride says the news is not completely glum. Pride is interim director at Public Health. She says that since the Smile Healthy Project concluded in the spring of 2003, dental access and dental health has vastly improved for children of low-income families.
Back when that started, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District had one dentist, and we had difficulty retaining a dentist. Now we have 2 full-time dental teams, that's dentists, dental hygienists, and dental assistants, plus we have a dental coordinator, plus we have a team that works with us as needed basis.
The health district provides dental services at the main facility in Champaign and through its school-based clinic at Urbana High School. The district accepts Illinois' all kids and Medicaid programs, as well as private insurance, and charges the Medicaid rate to those with limited means. And for children of low-income families who reside out of the cities but within Champaign County, Central Illinois Dental Services and Education, or SIDES, administers 2 programs. Both programs rely on participating dentists to provide low-cost services. Valerie Woodruff is a general dentist who practices in Champaign County and is the president of the board of SIDES.
Between Champaign-Urbana Public Health District and SIDES, Champaign County's in pretty good shape, and there are counties that don't have access to care. But if we're just talking Champaign, I think the kids are in pretty good shape.
But for low-income adults, access to dentistry remains very limited. In addition to the 2 half-days available at the Public Health District, adults can get care through Champaign County Healthcare Consumers Dental Referral Program. Dentists participating in the program provide services to income-eligible adults on a sliding fee scale. Also, adult family members of Head Start children can get treatment if space is available at the Rantoul Head Start Dental Clinic. There is hope for more dental services for low-income, Medicaid, and uninsured adults, but the solutions don't seem imminent. Various organizations that are seeking ways to meet the need disagree about who is responsible. Pride would like to see local dentists step up and accept more low-income patients, perhaps collaborating with the CU Health District.
It's going to take private participation, private dentists, it's going to take public, it's going to take charity, everyone's going to have to pitch in a little bit.
But Woodruff points out that most area dentists already provide charitable services to adults while trying to maintain the viability of their small business. She would like to see the health district open up its state-of-the-art dental clinic to local dentists who would be willing to volunteer on their own time.
I really think most dentists are really pretty generous. Now, maybe not everybody, just like the regular community, but I think most dentists enjoy what they do so much that they provide a great deal of free care. And I think that's important, and I think they should. You know, I'm more than happy to pitch in, and I do at least my share, and I think probably more than my share. But I can't do it to the detriment of my business.
Lenhoff says it will take a collaborative effort to meet the overwhelming dental needs of low-income adults. But she's optimistic that the momentum from children's programs will fuel success with adult access.
You know, this community has a long ways to go in terms of really meeting the needs of especially low-income adults. But I think that we're on our way.
For now, Alicia Capel is doing okay, but she knows she has another broken tooth.
I know because when they actually did the x-rays on my teeth for the broken one, they found it, and I know it's just gotten worse because I can actually feel pieces of it breaking off, and I can tell when it breaks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not painful at this point, luckily, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, like
countless other Champaign County residents may be wondering when their dental luck will run out, too. I'm Lynn Crandall, AM 580.